Mike's favorite bits.
I watched a lot of Divorce Court.
Show is horrible.
It is. It's bad. It's like Judge Judy. It's all those shows.
It's worse than Judge Judy.
Well, it's awful, but it's like one of those shows that you can't help but just watch. When it comes on, you see it's on, you get involved in their stupid little squabbles.
Yeah, don't watch the first 5 minutes because you won't turn it off.
Yeah. You get involved in their stupid little squabbles and you want to know more. Apparently, one of these clips has gone viral, though, because there was a couple on Divorce Court a few weeks ago. Should I just play you the clip?
Yep.
Sure.
Let's play the clip. We get a feel for what we're talking about here.
The gal and her husband have a major disagreement, irreconcilable differences, if you will. And I'll just play you the clip here.
I'd say disagreement might be putting it mildly.
He accused me.
Mr. Sellers,
okay.
No.
This sounds ridiculous, but he accused me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She did.
Do you even know the Wu-Tang Clan?
She went backstage.
I did.
So you did know them?
Well, yes. I had an amazing night one night and a really good opportunity.
It was amazing, all right.
Hey, Mr. Sellers,
it was amazing.
Well, how amazing was it?
It was...
She gave Wu some things.
I did not know.
Mr. Sellers, you're going to
nothing inappropriate happened. And let me just, put on the record that the Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. They treated me highly respectful. I had no... I would never
nothing
cheat on
but
him.
Gentlemen.
But also...
Right.
I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I would never be like a bus down or a groupie in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. It just so
bus
happened...
Bus down, that's a new one. I don't know bus down. I know what a groupie is.
Okay,
bus down.
I kept my lady points together, okay? Uh-huh. But basically what happened is... I met Wu-Tang, I got on their tour bus, I went back to the hotel, and I was just hanging out all night, and it was amazing. And I mean, we were not doing anything but talking.
Were you with Mr. Sellers?
No.
Were you dating Mr. Sellers?
Your eyes are getting wide.
Hey, hey.
She fucked
them.
It sounds like she fucked them.
And now I lost track of time, and I didn't really look at the time, and all of a sudden I look at my clock.
Right.
7 a.m, and I was
she's
like,
out till 7 a.m.
So
not fucking Wu-Tang.
Talking politics, I thought I heard her say
with the Wu-Tang
Clan. As I was at home, I get approached by Nate, and he starts accusing me of sleeping with them all. And
but you stayed out all night, got on a tour bus with a band or a group.
Said?
I mean, that's bus down behavior, is it not?
It might be, but it's also...
So, the whole band, maybe not.
So, no, assuming that she is guilty of infidelity, do you think this is more likely a case of a Wu-Tang gangbang? Or is it more than likely that none of them were the wiser that she was sleeping with the entire band?
Right. Well, I don't know. But, I mean, like, if you consider the facts, I mean, the Wu-Tang Clan, there's a lot of members of the Wu-Tang Clan. You have to wonder, she may not have slept with the entire band. But, I mean, maybe she slept with RZA or... The Old Dirty Bastard, or Raekwon the Chef, or
ODB would have had to have been a while ago.
Or Method Man, or Ghostface Killa, Inspecta Deck, U-God, Masta Killa, or Capadonna. I mean, she could have slept with any of them, and it would still be infidelity. She wouldn't necessarily have to sleep with all of them. Plus, you have to...
I like to think that she did sleep with all of them.
Even if she only slept with 80% of them,
everything
that's still like 37 dudes.
Well, guys, and you have to consider if this is a Wu-Tang Clan tour, there's more than likely some of their other factions. I mean, there's the Wu Syndicate with Joe Mafia and Maya Lansky and Napoleon, or the Royal Fam with Timbo King and Dark Denim and Why Kim the Ill Figure. Perhaps Stoneface or Dreddy Krueger or Cubase. You know what I'm saying? She could have slept with any of those guys.
All of them still.
Or one of the other factions, like the Sons of Man with Hellraiser or Killer Priest or Shabazz the Disciple or 62nd Assassin or McCabe Mooncycle. Have you considered that she might have slept with McCabe Mooncycle, Napier?
Why didn't he just smell her vagina? If it smells like you know, double-pressed platinum albums.
I mean, you're out to 7 in the morning with the Wu-Tang Clan. There's a very good chance that you might get passed around the American Cream Team of, you know, one of the Wu syndicates with Chad Banks or Lord Suburb or Rhyme Recca or Triflin or Twiz or Blue Raspberry.
If she's sleeping there's with really a guy Blue named Raspberry. Lord Suburb, that's immediately cause for divorce.
Oh, Lord Suburb. You also have to consider the Ancient Coins crew with Got Flow or High Price or JR Spoons or Spanky Slash or Destroya or Holy Smoke or Hook Ninja. Napier, there's a very good chance that Hook Ninja is you know, quite the ladies' man.
Have you noticed that the more band members you name, the worse their names get? Like, it's like it's diffused, you know? Like, all the good names were taken in the original Wu-Tang Clan, and they just progressively
there can only be one Raekwon the Chef. Travis, I mean, once that name's taken. But Brian Kranz has a good line in the chat. Wu-Tang Clan apparently is something you don't fuck with, but she fucked them all. Well, but guys, the Black Knights might have gotten a piece. The Black Knights, another Wu Syndicate member, with Crisis or Doc Doom or Rugged Monk or War Cloud.
Those are all fake names.
No, they're not, Napier. I looked them up. I did research. The Brooklyn Zoo crew, Napier. There's a good chance that she slept with one of those guys. I mean, Murdoch or Raisin the Zookeeper. Don't you really want to hear a Raisin the Zookeeper song?
Absolutely.
Or 12
I just
want to o'clock.
Sit down and have coffee with that guy.
Or Buddha Monk or Shorty Shitstain.
Shorty Shitstain.
I want to hear Shorty Shitstain in a battle rap.
I want to see him file his application for McDonald's.
Guys, obviously.
So they call you Shorty Shitstain.
Do you think that he had his name legally changed to that? Like he had to go to a judge and explain why he needs to be Shorty Shitstain? It's for his employment reason. Do you think he has to put Shorty Shitstain like on his tax return? Like, you know, like he fills out like the 90-10, like, you know, the income he gets from miscellaneous things, and you know, it's his job is, you know, a member of the Wu-Tang Clan syndicate, and he goes by the rap name Shorty Shitstain. He has to describe that on his tax return, I imagine.
I would love to see his autograph.
I would pay anything to have like a inside the actor's studio, but about music. So James Lipton sits down with this guy and he's like,
behind
so,
the music.
Let me get this. I would like you to channel Shorty Shitstain.
Let us talk about your work, Hook Ninja.
You collaborated with Lord Suburb.